and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, well, kind of, Brother Davis is here today. We are going to have a Wise Wednesday, so Brother Davis is your host for today. And we just want to thank you all for tuning in. Today is Wednesday, Wise Wednesday. It is August the 30th, 2017. And we have a live show for you today. So much is going on, as you already know. And because of that, I would want you to all to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Let me tell you why that's so important, ladies and gentlemen, because some of the things that we're going to have to do going forward in the future is that we're going to have to collaborate our own. Before it was Brother Davis and I talked a couple of years ago, and we wanted to put a group together. And this is where we started RDP. And the overall emphasis, okay, Scotty got, oh, okay, got you, Scotty. We're going to go to Scotty in a minute. Just before we go to Brother Davis, we'll go to what's in the news. Before we do that, we'll go to Scotty, then we'll go to what's in the news and some information. So before, as I was saying, got you, Scotty. As I was saying, Brother Davis and I called Brother Davis and said, hey, Brother Davis, a couple of years ago, I said, we need to establish, it was like in 2013, a group to start to get people prepared. And he says, I agree. And so we started and we created RDP, Real Deal Preppers. And the whole emphasis was for us to get as many of us prepared and then get out into the community and get the community prepared. Well, this is why Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, is so important, is because this is where we're going to have to really synthesize that, because we've seen the overall urgency and the importance of it, but the general population hasn't. And we need to be ones that when it's a yo-yo effect, when you're on your own, we need to be have the overall protocols, procedures, and policies that we can invoke and to put ourselves in a better position instead of waiting on anyone else. So that's very, very important, because there is a lot that's going on. There are people in Houston that delayed or were not rescued because they didn't know how to be rescued, and they saw helicopters in different areas, and it was important for them to go to the helicopters because of this reason. You know, it's very, very difficult for the helicopters to engage in urban rescues, especially the Coast Guard, because the Coast Guard is usually doing rescues out in the ocean. where there's no power lines, where those, you know, they're, you know, those obstacles aren't something that they have to contend with. And it's very difficult for these helicopters to maneuver at low levels doing rescues in the cities because of trees, because of blowing this and blowing that, power lines and everything else. All that stuff will bring a helicopter down. So what happened was that the helicopter would stay in one area and the people would congregate there, and it would only focus on those individuals. And a lot of people didn't go to the helicopter. They thought that they were going to come to them, and that's not how it is working. So you're going to have to actually get out in the water, and these type of things, you know, we should have all been prepared for. It has to be more popular than the NFL. It has to be more popular than baseball, basketball. It has to be more popular than everything else, because if it's not, these things that we're seeing and how they're going to play out are going to be so catastrophic. So this is why Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, is so, so important. So what I want to do is I'm going to mute everyone because we got a lot of background noise. And then when you're ready to come on, just unmute yourself. And if you hear, you already know, just unmute yourself because we have a lot of background noise and don't want to have that. Okay, so that's why this is so, so important. We need to really be able to be self-sustaining. And it's not just in places that are going to be, you know, that are have, you know, hurricanes and everything else. It's everywhere, because this whole thing is going, there's so many things that are going to happen if you don't prepare. The key to preparing is you prepare when no one else is preparing, because then there will be opportunities that will happen once things go awry. Those opportunities will be one in which you will be able to put yourself and your family in a better position of advantage. And I'm going to display, talk about a lot of that tomorrow. So very, very important. And how do we do that? We need to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. We need to make, you know, make sure to give some of our financial energy to ensure that this network is on and here. Very, very important. Must do. You can do that by going to the website at blacktalkradionetwork.com and hit the donation prompt. You can also do it by engaging and become a member of a social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media network that's been put together where you can come together with like-minded individuals. Membership is $24 a year, and with that membership, you don't have to really worry about data mining, people, you know, coming in using the information to get. That's what they use. That's FedBook and all that other stuff. And let me tell you something, FedBook is losing its overall place because younger people aren't using it as much. And when that happens, there it goes. So we need to be establishing our own communities, establishing our own everything, because then you can have more assurances of the sincerity. So Black Talk Radio Network has established BTR Community, and you can do that by going to www.btrcommunity or go to the prompt that's on the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network. You'll see the capital B with the black background. Go there, $24 a year. $24 for 1 year subscription. Can't beat it. Okay? Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT, prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. Someone will get to you and will actually make sure that you understand how the buying process and make you something aware of some things that's very, very important to you, okay? Important to you, especially for what's going to be going on in the future. So that is where you could do that as well. Also, everyone, continue to support my man, Michael Emmanuel, by going to the GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com/ Sam Union Paul 5-3500. And my man Michael Emmanuel is recovering from germ cell cancer. And if you could give some of your energy to that as well, we'd greatly, greatly appreciate that. Your donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. Also, September the 23rd and 24th, Legacy Management Group, I posted it inside of BTR Community, is having a family structure, and that is good for Trust and Foundation here in Dallas. Is $350, and that's a discount for Tando Radio Show listeners. It's going to be September the 23rd, 24th in Dallas. I will be presenting there. Looking forward to seeing you all there. Very, very important to be a part of that because you want Trust and Foundations, believe me. Also, and if you are interested in the cryptocurrencies, you can go to ourcryptocurrencies.com, ourcryptocurrencies.com, and join in for where cryptocurrencies will be traded for you. It's done very, very well for me. I'm pleased that the daily outputs, you know, you could, for me, some of the daily outputs can range from, and I'm going to actually increase it to as round about, I've been getting since I've been in it, roughly around, depending on what it is, anywhere between 158 to 100 and some dollars a day that I can do it, whatever I want to do it. But definitely, if you would like to be involved in that, definitely you could text me, 790-8330, or go to ourcryptocurrency.com. I'll send you the information. Definitely a lot of stuff going on in the crypto space, so that is that. So I want to get into what's in the news so we can get to Brother Davis, who is standing by for today's Wise Wednesday. Sorry you all couldn't have a show yesterday. Last minute things came up. My truck vehicle problems, had to get it fixed. Don't want no vehicle problems, especially with coming. Woo, man, so I had to go get that fixed. Now, Scotty sent me a message. He says he has some news on two Black Talk Radio Network hosts, Black Rose and Feather Light, are in Houston, and that's the host of Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio. So very, very important, but we definitely need to be taking care of our own. So Scotty is there. Scotty, go ahead, brother. You have the floor.
Hey, good evening to you, Dave, and all the listeners. Yes, I spoke to Black Rose. I called her up on phone. I had seen her post in BTR Community. So when the Harvey hit the Houston area, I kind of had a feeling that she was okay. But I called her today, and they are still unaffected by the flooded areas. But she said today she heard from a neighbor who, or a friend or associates that are 2 miles away from her, and said that, you know, that they're kind of worried about it because they have now opened up the levees and spillways or something to that effect.
Yes.
And
yes.
So,
yes,
you know, 2 miles in terms of that, that's still a long way. So hopefully Black Rose and Feather Light, who co-host the show with her, they are actually related. I believe they're cousins, right? And so they're unaffected right now, but I told her about the expedition that RDP, you know, that you had been talking about here, and putting together a contingent to bring some relief to people in our community in the Houston area. And she told me to let you know, the people who are involved in that, that she presently right now can be the point person for y'all on the ground, in case y'all don't have anybody on the ground there already, but she's there in Houston.
Perfect.
And she can assist.
Okay.
In that.
Okay, great. My the person, I'm going to, let's try to coordinate something with Black Rose, because she's on the ground. Oh, that is perfect. So we'll try to get the contingent together, and we'll coordinate it, and let's coordinate it with them, because there's going to be a lot of work that's going to be done. Thank you so much, Scotty. Thank you so much, Black Rose and Feather Light. This is what we need to be doing. So, okay. So, yes, yeah, Scotty, let's kind of catch up with them and try to coordinate and get things rolling. I'm actually going to get with my friend that has the associates with the bass, some black bass fishermen, and to do some of that stuff, and I will get with him. He's coming back tomorrow. So I get back with him tomorrow and then start to try to put this together. So definitely good, good, good. That's what we're looking for. All right. So great, great news. Glad that Black Rose and Feather Light are doing as well as could be expected under the circumstances, and they're not as adversely affected, but we still need to be able to support and everyone and have some means. So I know that the feds are starting to tighten up the screws and keeping people out, but we'll get around. We'll get around stuff. We'll get it together. So, okay, so we're going to jump into what's in the news, and we're going to go straight to Brother Davis, who is ready to go with Wise Wednesday. So first article I got was actually a YouTube video where the sister let CNN have it. And I said, I love sisters. So check out that the video. The sister was just rescued and this cerebrally naive network person went over to interview, and then the sister let her have it. It was classic. I don't know, but some things I'm seeing in certain just don't add up. And I don't want to say too much. I saw some stuff yesterday. I was looking at it. Didn't add up. And what I mean by that, it was, you know, a couple of, they didn't show the individual, but they had a person talking about what happened to it. Seemed kind of not that those things couldn't happen where they are with individuals. But that individual seemed like it was staged. It was like an actress that was crying on cue. Not sure if that was the case, but that's what I got. And then someone else said the exact same thing. It just didn't seem authentic. And why would they do that because that's what the media does. It sensationalizes their overall story so that people will engage and consider them the overall people that they need to be watching and tuning into. So, there's enough that's going on, and we should be focusing on, it definitely should be reporting of everything, but it should be focusing on actually rescuing and getting people out of harm's way and getting them further away from harm as much as possible. So check out that. Next article, I got to pull this one up. This one comes from Inhabit.com. Hurricane Harvey damaged ExxonMobil site. Hazardous pollution to be leaking. Yes, this is going to a lot of stuff is going to be going on here. Next article. This one is got this from the collapseblog.com, and this one, unprecedented disaster. Hurricane Harvey has shattered the rainfall records for the continental United States. And let me just say this really quickly. This and my commentary on that was that. Everyone, this storm will destroy more than just Houston in the directly affected area. It will claim the economy as well for all. Be ready for the changes. And I would say this, ladies and gentlemen, we have to really look at this for what this is. You have to look at the strategical economic importance of the city of Houston and the strategic economic importance of the state of Texas. Houston, one of the largest cities in the country, fourth largest city in the country. Now, get this, very important, and we're going to break this down as well tomorrow. It is utterly stopped by this. And its overall economic ramifications is huge because the damages by the salt water on the refineries and on the businesses and the buildings has not yet been seen. And the infrastructure, you got bridges and you just got major infrastructure collapse. And we need to really conceptualize this. And you need to be ready because this is going to play into everywhere, and it's going to be huge, and you need to be ready for that. Okay, so we'll talk about that tomorrow. Next one, article comes from ProPublic. And this is what I was, remember how it says how the Red Cross raised $500 million for Haiti and built 6 homes. I would not do anything with them. The ones that I know would are doing well is for one, Salvation Army, always. And there's other ones, but the mainstream ones, look at their history. Next article, I posted this one from Yahoo News. It says, so that one was for earlier, so we don't need to carry that one. Then my man Roz posted an article. I got to pull this one up. This was from AP News Archives. The Kremlin has confirmed that celebrity figurehead Donald Trump reached out about a deal. His lawyers. Kremlin confirms Trump's lawyer reached out about deal. Donald Trump's personal lawyer has reached out to them during the 2016 presidential campaign about a deal. Okay, this is all a part of everything falling out. Remember when I said that Trump pardoned Apayu? But usually they do that. Celebrity figureheads do that when they're on their last month, their last 2 months, their last 3 months in office. Well, that's the standard norm, and I don't think that has been broken. I think that celebrity figurehead Trump did that because he knows he's going to be out soon. So the changes are going to be huge, and they're going to have a lot of ramifications. So check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from AP News. The latest water is still rising in Houston's Buffalo. Wow, that's not good. So I saw that as well. And so basically what they're saying is that Houston can't get rid of any water. Is basically, it can't get rid of any water, and more water is coming in. And so it's just becoming like a big pool that's just going to continue to spread. And if those reservoirs go, we got a major, major, major problem. Hold on one second, everyone. Sorry about that, everyone. The water, Houston is not able to do anything with this water. Regardless of what we think, that is the overall condition, and we need to really talk about this tomorrow, what the ramifications of this is. If any one of those reservoirs go, and they can go because they've already started taking on water, they've already opened up controlled releases, and we just, this is not over by a long, long shot, and this is going to play out for a very, very long time. Why it's so important to always be prepared, so because once something happens, you're really dealing with fortune, good fortune, bad fortune, and the overall odds of things gets very, very difficult. And there's a lot of obstacles, monumental obstacles that you have to endure. And if you prepare, it makes it easier to deal with, and some of the obstacles you never even have to deal with. So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from the, Roz posted this one from the registry. The Register. Another banking Trojan is trying to loot your crypto wallets. So check out that article. Very, very important. So that's some of the articles that's what's in the news. And what we're going to do is today is Wise Wednesday. We're going to turn it over to Brother Davis. Make sure if you'd like to get in on, if you have any questions or comments for Brother Davis, give him a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **, and Brother Davis will take your questions and comments.
We're having some issues with the internet, so give us just a second or two as this browser clears up. And appears we were disconnected, so we will get reconnected back to the program.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Should I understand, during the last 10 days, we've come to a major eclipse. We've had a major celestial things happening. Now, all of a sudden, without warning, we have a major disaster. One of the unique things about this is that around every major eclipse, there is a disaster within the 10 days before or the 10 days after. That's a simple fact. I don't really know how all of the information was gathered, but this is what I have found out in my research. And the reason why is because there are so many corporations, and let me be very clear, corporations and elitists who want us separate. It's because when we're separate, we're easier to control. Hoping you have your pencils and piece of paper ready. I hope you buy your telephone, because I really would like those people who know or who might have an insight into what's going on in Houston, please give us a call. Let us know what's going on from what you're hearing in that area, as well as what you're doing to help what is going on in that area. One. Two, I also want those people who understand how the celestial seasons work. And the reason why I say that is because we are coming up on the prime time. This is harvest time. Now, understand what harvest time means. After all of your labors to get the seed in the ground and the cultivation of the land to get the seed to mature into fruits and vegetables, this is the time of year where you're going out and you're starting to bring that harvest in. And the sad part about it is that a lot of times, things like this natural disaster, and I'm going to say natural disaster because that's what it said on the radio, but things like this may happen at any given time. And we must have the sustenance to be able to diversify ourselves so that we can help where we can and continue doing what we can. So if this is a harvest time where you are, to be able to continue to go out, bring your product in, and be able to share in those markets that product into the Houston area or in those areas of need. That's the versatility of humanity. And we have to take and play our role in understanding that it does not require a tragic circumstance like this before we could work together blindly, meaning to not identify what our differences are, but to focus on what we're trying to achieve. I'm glad to hear about Sister Rose. She's come across my mind, but a lot of other people have come across my mind. And the sad part about it is that in their circumstances, there may be some people who can't even call out, who can't even get their voice out to their own family, let alone media. The magnitude of this and the numbers that are involved, long after this is into its, shall we say, the recuperation stage where they start to be able to recuperate, assess and recuperate what they can start to repair, we'll still hear stories that come out about heroics taking place right now. Now, let me point out one simple dynamic here. Houston, from, should I say, the eastern portion of the Louisiana coast, all the way into Houston, and some parts north of Corpus Christi, is all bayou land. Now, what is bayou land? Bayou land is land that retains water. See, that's why they said it's nowhere for it to go, because it is built on a bayou. So the bayou sustains water in one place for periods of time. That brings in another problem. You see, we should be able to relax and look forward to the sun coming and drying out the water and drying out the dirt, that sort of thing. It doesn't happen in bayou areas. That's why Dave was pointing out the fact that the water is just being stayed in one place. Now, I'm not going to follow up on that anymore, because Dave's going to have a show on that, and I'm quite sure they're going to bring all that out. And that I want you to realize this, that the people who are participating, who have bought their boats for pleasure crafts, now are in emergency mode, and their crafts are starting to be, and mean more to them than they ever imagined, because it becomes a tool in this diverse time where humanity is at risk. And when I say humanity is at risk, people are dying every day from one thing or another. The sad part about that is that if they would have had some sort of personal preparation going on, they would be in a better position to be able to at least wait this out. A lot of times we fail to realize what a little bit of preparation can do in a very, very situation, that a very diverse situation that you had no idea was going to come about. And believe me, it happens. And this is a perfect example for it. So, for those of you people who are literally maybe even contributing to a program in your area to help people in Houston, that's exactly a powerful, humanistic thing to do right now. Is there someone in queue? Okay, let me move on to another thing I'm going to point out, that we fail to realize that we are working on adrenaline in a lot of cases. And the reason why is because when certain things like this happen, you just kick in the gear. And see, that is why we must understand the hypocrisy of America, when there's no diverse circumstance, there's no dangerous circumstance. They're very easily could separate us by money, by class, by color, by culture, anything that's at their demand or their beckon, they can use. If we can come together in circumstances that are this diverse, then we can maintain that consistency in times of peace. And when I say times of peace, I mean we're not always at war. We don't always see the shortcomings of people. We literally are working to live in a community to establish ourselves a quality of life. And this is what's going on in Houston. Their quality of life has been ripped. But they're a part of a nation that has come together on many occasions. I heard Dave talking about the people who are offering donations to Houston. Now, I heard on Facebook today that Kevin Hart was challenging his so-called celebrity friends to give $25,000 to the American Red Cross. Well, I think the principle is right, but I don't think that the people that he's going to get that money to is going to serve the purpose. And the reason why I say that is because we see what had happened in Haiti. We see what had happened in Katrina. So literally, the Red Cross may not be, as Dave said, the way to go. And if there's other services out there, please, if you have the connections to be able to have influence with these people, let them know. Listen, the Salvation Army is doing this here, or the Christus Addis, they're doing something else. These are the people who are literally on the ground making change as best they can. I don't know of anybody who has not been in a dangerous or a diverse situation that didn't need some help. Now, it may or may not have come, but they did need it enough to open the doors and say, listen, we could use whatever you can send. And that's where we have to pull together as human beings. Okay, listen, I would like you to pick up your phones tonight. They inform us on what you know. I've heard of a heroic act today where a woman had literally found a baby lying on its mother. The mother had died, she had drowned, but the baby was still alive, and they were able to, evidently she was in some kind of a whining stage or something, but just the dynamics of the thought and the person, what they did in order to get the child. And these are the type of things that literally show who we are. And this is why we must focus on us as a people being able to come to the aid of others. And let's not get caught up in who they are or what they look like, because I'm going to tell you something. In the media, they always highlight the services, whether it be the fire department or the EMS services or even the rescue, people who are rescuing. But they're not really focusing on us people of color, because they're not showing us as heroic rescuers. But don't think we're not deep in the mix. And that's why I wanted this opportunity for anybody who is might have heard something or might be a part of something to share it, so that we can all look at our circumstance, see what we can do, and if we can add to what you're doing, that's a plus. Because I'm going to tell you, some areas are saying the simple proverbial, well, I'll pray for you. Prayer is nice, but what they need is water. What they need is food. What they need is clothes. Anything that they need on a regular daily basis is what they need. So sometimes, and listen, I heard Goodwill was literally taking a lot of their donations and just shipping them into that area. So there's a group down there that's cleaning them, and they're oppressing them so they can get at least close to these people. But you never know and never judge how large your contribution is. You never know who it's going to affect and how they're going to embrace it in a manner in which their need speaks for itself. Is there someone in queue? Okay, listen.
Oh, Brother Davis, you're okay. Good. That was me. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, not a problem. I also want to point out that we have a greater purpose in service to each other. Because when we service each other, we are taking the control away from the controllers. See, the controllers want you to think, oh, there's only so much you can do. They want you to think, oh, there's a lot of looting going on, so we have to put a curb to. But they want you to think that most of the people that are out in the streets at a given time that they designate to be bad or good, whatever, are not up to no good. And that may not be the case. It may be the case that literally that's the hours in which they're available. Because, you know, some are still working. Some still have a job, and they can't do things during those daylight hours. But yet, they're still doing the best they can in those circumstances. And you see, that's our purpose. Be able to give, be a part of, or participate in humanity's growth. Because I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of cost that is being tallied up down here in Houston. And they're not tallying that cost for nothing. They're going to leverage that cost against their ability to go out and open up their resources to the people with need. And some of them are going to say, you know what, we're taking such a care, we can't do that over there. That's ridiculous. We've already seen it. Remember Joel Orson's church? He didn't even want to open that up. But now that they say he has, that's a good thing. But he took that same path. You must understand that a lot of times people do things based on their intent, and their intent may not be the best intent, but just like he got enough pressure to be pushed into that, sometimes that's what it would take. So, this is Brother Davidson, a wise one. Demetrius, it's a great day for me. Today is my birthday. Me and my wife, we celebrated a little earlier, but with the demands that are on us and the goals that we have ahead of us, we have to stay focused on the goals so that we can reach our point to which we can get out of this truck and start the next level of living and working not only with the community, but preparing, because literally there's a lot coming that really hasn't been exposed, and those people who it has been exposed to are in the same process of preparing and helping other people understand that they can do something now before it gets too late. And believe me, we're at the stage right now where everything is joy. And the reason why everything is joy is because we don't know how much time we have left. I'm going to just be honest with you. Because if I told you that all of the signs are there according to every spiritual system, that we are in the last days, then some people don't want to hear that because that's truth. And sometimes truth is too cold. But in reality, what represents a window closing is another door opening. And this is how we should look at life. We have to continue to do battle with every circumstance that is going to hinder us as humanity moving forward. And believe me, we're being hindered on a lot of fronts, so there's a lot of work for everybody. There's no need to push and shove. There's room for all of us to put our elbows and our elbow grease to work. Okay, on this Wednesday, there's a lot of things I'm beginning to find out that I did not know, that one of the great things about August 31st was this was the day in which Augustus Caesar literally is supposed to have conquered Egypt. But in reality, what he did was he pillaged Egypt. Egypt is always at war one time or another with somebody because of the wisdom of its time. And what they were stealing literally are a lot of the things that we are blessed with today and that are being used against us today. If you don't quite understand that, just do your due diligence. The information is out there now. But see, I said before, there's a great transformation that's taking place, and in order for that to take place, there may be a cost that we are not willing to accept knowing ahead of time, but we may be forced to accept because it is one of the circumstances to change. And when it comes down to change, circumstances are constantly moving. Okay, listen. Today, I found out on the news that a lot of the police departments and a lot of the fire departments in that Houston area are starting to do a lot of things in reference to charity work. When I say charity work, I mean beyond the call of duty. And although we don't agree with how the police department conducts itself most of the time, we still got to give props where props is due. Some of these men are going above and beyond to achieve what it is that is needed by the people who are in need. And I want to give shouts out to them for that, because there have been pictures of some of the things the police officers are doing, stories about some of the things the police officers are doing, that we need to say, look, big ups. Big ups, because literally we are not in a position to be there to do it ourselves, but that someone is, and we appreciate that. Now, I hope that they will understand the important role that they're playing in this circumstance, and that carries into the way they conduct themselves on their jobs. We don't know, but like I said, I hope, because I'm always looking for the best in the circumstance for us as human beings to live more congealedly together than be in conflict. So, in saying that, I want to give a shout out to the Houston Police Department and the Houston Fire Department, because of what they are doing in these diverse times is more than stand up. Really more than stand up. Some of them are working 14, 18, 16, 18 hours a day. And a lot of that will be without money, or without, should I say, reimbursement. So, big ups to them. I also want to give some shouts out to some of the charitable organizations that's really stepped up out there, because they have really started to not only open their doors, but they're starting to take that money that they're raising and put it together immediately so they can help the people that are in the most need. And I'm going to tell you something. When you're in need, you really don't care where the help comes from. So I want to give some big ups to them, because a lot of the things that they're buying now and giving away, not questioning, do you need this or doing this? No, they're giving it away. The water that they're buying, they're giving it away. These are the things that people need to understand, that although these same services have a job during in the civilian world, during, shall we say, times of civility, we must also see what they do in times of stress or duress. And this is what we're doing now. So we're going to give some big ups to them. There's a lot of schools, a lot of churches, a lot of civic organizations. We got to give big ups to these people. These people are bringing strangers in, and they're feeding them. They're clothing them. They're building beds for them so they have some place to stay and sleep during this time. And one of the things I really want to point out is that when you don't know someone and the whole city is going through something like this, that's when your heart is on your hand, your wrist, your sleeve, so to speak. Why? Because you know if you were in the same position that you would want somebody to do that for you. So we got to give them big ups. And them small churches, just like the large churches, play and are doing, serving the same role. And I want to holler out to them and let them know that we here at Black Talk Radio would like to open up to them if they want to give us a shout out so they can get their message out. Do pick up the phone and call, because literally that's a part of what we do here. We want people to understand that if we can help, that's what we want to do. So if anybody heard anything else about maybe a small church or a civic group or even schools are opening up. Gymnasiums are full. They're taking showers where they can. They're taking showers in the school showers, eating in the school cafeterias. These are all big plus. Big ups to all of these services, all of these organizations, as well as big ups to those government personnel who are making the decisions for these sort of things to happen. Because I'm going to tell you something, I don't mind going head to head with somebody in politics, but I also wanted to know when I appreciate the decisions they're making because of the lives they're saving. And that's what is going on down there in Houston. So we have to understand that regardless of how we receive it, somebody is down there in the trenches. And if it can be us, even if we would like it to be or not like it to be, at least the work is getting done, or some work is getting done. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I would like you to seriously consider calling in, bring in your content to the show so that we can have a dialogue instead of a monologue. There's a lot of things that we could talk about in reference to circumstances like that, whether it be offering people ways to make their circumstance easy or giving them insights on how to signal help, and anything that you think is going to be contentual in that circumstance that somebody could use is good information. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get some good information out there so that if somebody uses it and it works for them, then we've done more than our job. Because see, one person once said to me, if I get out here and holler to the top of my lungs, teach people about the truth, and one person gets it, then it's well worth it. And that's how we have to see it. If we can save one life by just being able to get on here and tell people how to maybe have a canned fire, you know, a can of, on the RDP, we have videos, and those videos show you things like how to make a fire out of a roll of toilet paper, or how to have a way to cook your food with a simple can and some paper and some small substance as your fuel. All of these things become tools in those circumstances. So I do want to encourage those people who might be listening that are in that circumstances. RDP and Tando Radio have a archives. Do go in, look at the archives, see what we have been trying to get out early so that if you need those sort of things, that knowledge is available to you. I don't know even if you have the internet available to you. You see, because I'm not there. But yet if you do, that offers you another tool to be able to find out basic stuff on how to live in a diverse circumstance in order to pull your way through. Because that's what it's about. It's about getting to the other side. And that's what we're trying to help do from the position we're in, although we are not in the position you were in. So this is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. We're coming up in the last 10 minutes. And we are going to go to break. Not right now, but I'm saying when we go to break, I'd like you to be able to go in, even if you just go to your phones or your whatever your information sources are, and see some things that you might see could be a tool to be used to do that. Because I'm going to tell you something, these people are in need. One guy had said he got one of those, went out and bought one of those laminated lights, but when he realized how well it worked for him, he started buying them and handing them out. Now, we may not see that as major, but if a person needed a light and they didn't have it, that laminated light plays a major role in that person's circumstance. Although it may seem to be a small act, it might make a major difference. Is there someone in queue? Okay, once again, I'd like to...
Hello?
Okay, come on. Yes, man. Give us your name and where you calling from.
Brother David. This is Marvin. I'm calling from Texas. I'm not from right. Texas, but I'm here right now. And excuse the pause. I thought that you would say my phone number. So I just like to chime in. First of all, I'd like to thank Scotty, Dave, you, and Sister Davis, you know, for all the wealth of information y'all bring to the show. And second, I just want to tell all the Houston listeners, if they remember, when this happened to Hurricane Katrina and they had to evacuate, you know, that's just a note not to shun them or just to shed light that we all in this together. If anybody can remember, I know I remember as clear as day that when the Hurricane Katrina victims was going to Houston, they like, oh, we didn't want them there. We didn't want them there. Now, it's sad, even though I believe this weather modification, a.k.a. HARP, manufactured, but now we have it happening in Houston now, and now these people need somewhere to go. So it's just, you know, we all family, and just hope the next cities don't try to say we don't want the Houston people here, because you never know who it can be. And like I said, we all in this together, and we need to come together and pull our efforts a little bit, and get all of a little bit effort here and there, and make a difference, you know. You know, that's all I really wanted to say. You know, I ain't an eloquent speaker, you know, and I'm going back and listen to the radio.
Okay, well, look, brother, look, give us a call anytime. I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate you coming with the insight that would add to the show. And most of all, I appreciate you giving the incentives to others to do the same thing. A small portion of what you give can make a difference. Well, come on, you want to add?
Yeah, let me add this too. Now, I was reading this. I need to fact check it, right? But Hurricane Katrina, I just read it on Facebook real quick. I didn't get to fact check it. But Hurricane Katrina, Andrew Harvey. They can't control the weather, you know. And I know if y'all listen to Brother Dave, y'all know he put it down saying it came back and did a stank leg and lasted for a whole week. Man, this is real, man. So that's why we need each other even more. We need to just come together, man. Period. But, all right. Sorry for that interruption.
So true, Brother Mark. So true.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you something, brother. A lot of times people bring up this concept of conspiracy so that they can cover the truth. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We're going to go to a break. After the break, pick up your phones, call in, and let's add to the show for a Wise Wednesday.
family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you, I think that we have reached a point now when we should be able to openly discuss anything, especially dealing with the circumstance of disaster that's upon us. I was telling someone just the other day about how great America has become in just identifying white supremacy the way they have in the last 2 to 3 weeks, because they opened the door to a conversation that we never had an opportunity to openly converse. And now people are starting to at least talk one-on-one. And some news shows are starting to literally converse about it. It's controlled. And the reason why it's controlled is because they really don't want you to put a magnifying glass on this. See, so that's why things like this Houston thing kind of happens. You know, you think about what was on the table before this happened with the Russian investigation with Donald Trump, and with the white supremacists, with Donald Trump giving them the big ups in reference to them being good people. You see, I'm not being critical. I'm just saying that things happen so it would cast a shadow over specific topics of interest in order to take your focus off of it. So now we're focusing on what we can do to help our brothers and sisters in Houston. And that's another thing I want to point out. We must understand that when you're dealing with a female, this is a sister, whether she's your blood or not. Being a human, that makes her a part of the greater family. When you see a man, this is your brother, regardless of what your color. Now, they may not have the same intentions, but yet, if you are in a circumstance like right now in Houston, you can bet they don't care what their rescuer looks like. So we have to embrace the harmony of being human, whether we like it or not. And I'm going to tell you something. But what is happening now, that is becoming an open question, because now people are starting to see what changes are coming. You see, we're having a major change in the financial system, which is going to offer a major change in the product avenues, meaning of what we can purchase and what we can't purchase, which also means there's going to be a major change in the social, political, and the geoeconomical state. These things are going to come. And in doing so, the conversation is going to open up about racism, about black racism, and people say there's no such thing as black racism, and others do, and they want to argue back and forth, but it's no longer an argument. We must learn to agree to disagree. If I can still embrace you, although I have a different opinion of you, and you can do the same of me, and my opinion is different than your opinion, then that means that all we're doing is conversing to know more about each other. We may not like the views the other has, but believe me, if I'm drowning, and someone comes out there to save me, and I'm in need, I'm reaching out. And the reason why I'm reaching out is because if they think they could save me, I want as much of that energy as they have to save me. Because I'm going to tell you something. I believe that the only way humanity is going to survive is when the weak wake up and play the role of humans in spite of our circumstance. And that's you seeing right now in Houston. Okay, for those of you who are contemplating calling, pick up your phones. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and I had several calls today in reference to my birthday and that sort of thing, and I kind of wanted to hold off on that there, so I didn't want them to interfere with the show. But in reality, I'm looking at this whole thing in Houston, and I'm thinking about people that I can't even get in touch with. So my wife says to me, baby, there's nothing you could do. Can't just relax and enjoy the day. Well, how can I really enjoy the day when I have questions about who is, how is so-and-so, where is so-and-so? You see what I'm saying? What is there there anything I can do? Because literally, as long as we have air in our lungs, we can do something, even if we just work the phones. Call and do some chuckles for people you know in Houston. Because literally, we don't know. And the more you do, you may be able to call here and say, well, you got a cousin in Houston, you call them, and they're doing better. Just like Brother Scotty said about Sister Rose. And if Sister Rose is at the forefront, whatever we decide to do here, we already got a contact person on the ground. Sometimes what we may require to do is just be able to get something to them, maybe some cash or something, so that they can go ahead and incorporate that with what else is going on down there. But whatever you do, don't give no money to that Red Cross, literally, because even in the diverse circumstance in Haiti, they got, what, almost $25 billion, and they built six homes? That's ridiculous. The sad part about it is that they went down there and confiscated the land according to their laws. Once again, they came in, established themselves as the authority, and snatched. Well, hey, this beats the point. They stole whatever it is they wanted to steal. And this is going to continue to happen until we as human beings accept our role. And our role is to be able to come to the aid of others. Those others are us. That's right. We need to go to the aid of other humans because they are us. So, if there's nobody else calling, let me go back to the aspect of the people who are doing some stuff on the ground down in Houston. Oh, please, add to it to the show, brother. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, my name is Nikhil, man. I'm calling right outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. Down here with Scotty Reed. But anyway, I wanted to add, man, and I don't disagree with much of what you're saying. I do disagree with one thing you're saying, and what I hear is we need to come together. We need to come together. Well, I don't know what the demographic breakdown of the state of Texas or even the city of Houston or that part of the country is, but when I hear we need to come together, most of the time it's because white people are affected. Now, I know it's a lot of Latinos down there and a lot of African Americans down in that city. You know what I mean? But most of the time when something happens to a white person, i.e. Charlottesville, we need to come together. You know, now this natural disaster happened to all people. You know what I'm saying? But like you were talking about, don't get no money to the Red Cross because they move in and they take over. What you think they did in Katrina in Louisiana? All them homes that got wiped out was black people, poor people. You know what I'm saying? I consider poor white people the same because they get treated the same. They just don't recognize it. You know what I'm saying? As they treat us. But what I don't get is we get to screaming out, come together, come together. I know we want to display common humanity. I know we want to take Martin Luther King's nonviolent struggle and push it on the everything that we do, you know what I mean, where we don't support Black Lives Matter because they're chanting pigs in a blanket, flying like... What we got to learn as black people in America is we're only coming together to help them. You know what I'm saying? It's no come together chant when it's us that's on the losing end. In Louisiana, they took over that city. They gentrified it. Well, now the black people that left there can't even move back on the same street because the houses there they could never afford. You know what I mean? But it had to be the helping. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want us to get jaded in thinking that we need to come together and help out and help the situation when we're helping our oppressors. You know what I'm saying? All you talking about it. If we're talking about saving lives, I'm all for that. Save the lives. I don't care what color they is. Save all the lives. But when you're talking about rebuilding and redistributing evenly to get people that was there back there, that's not never going to happen. That never happened in any storm or any natural disaster or any man-made disaster. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to our people. You know what I'm saying? We still asking for reparations when these Germans, the Germans killed all those Jews. Guess how much money they send to Israel every year? They pay them every year.
we can't get a penny from. We can't even get free education. Y'all stood up and voted for Hillary Clinton, and she wasn't talking about giving you none. Leave Bernie Sanders say, I'm going to give you free community college and a free free health care, but y'all wasn't lined up for Hillary Clinton. You know what I'm saying? We can't come together when our oppressor only wants us together when it's his benefit. And you need to recognize that. Because them same people was, when we had hurricanes hitting the coast of North Carolina, and we had hurricanes hit Sandy hit and all that stuff, them same people were talking about, no, we need to offset whatever we seen, y'all, with cuts on poor people. You know what I mean? So I can't follow that logic. I don't understand where you're coming from when you say we need to come together. Are you talking about just saving people's lives, or are you talking about saving property?
Well, actually, brother, I never used the term come together. What I said is we have to work as a human family. See, I understand everything you said in totality because I am you. So
yes, sir.
When we bleed, we don't bleed as a one person. When one of our brothers or sisters go down in the street behind something crazy, I hurt. I hurt for a number of reasons. And many of the reasons why I hurt is because of the fact that that's me. That could very easily be me.
But for the grace of God.
One of the things we have to understand this, above all else, this ain't going to change until we change it. They ain't going to change it.
Exactly.
But right now, when you look at this atmosphere in America, that Charlotte thing, perfect example. That was white on white, folks. See,
yeah.
There wasn't a large number of black people there.
No, that's a majority. I'm sorry, that's a majority black city.
It is a majority black city, but in that confrontation, they were white on white people. You see, you have to understand, in order for this to change, there's going to be a certain degree of allegiance, whether you make it or not. And one of the things that I'll try to tell black people is just step back. Step back and let these people go head to head. You know why? Because that's them against their mirror. That has nothing to do with us. I'm about reinforcing those people who need help in reflecting the issues that benefit us. But in reality, I tell people all the time, that Charlottesville situation, those people who confronted them, that was white on white people. But that's what needs to happen, because guess what? If the passive white people continue to live in silence, like Martin Luther King said since you brought him up, your silence is your agreement with the actions that are taking place. So, yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying, brother. But once again, I want to reiterate.
You were talking about saving lives, to be clear. You were talking about coming together as a humanity to save lives. And I'm all for that.
That's it.
But when we're talking about coming together, a very intelligent brother once told me, you can't come together with somebody that wants you annihilated. You can't appease a terrorist. You know what I'm saying? And because a terrorist is drowning, because the state is so racist, you know what I'm saying? Don't tell me I need to come together to send them nothing. They voted against my welfare. You know what I'm saying? They want my voting rights stripped. You know what I'm saying? So when I turn on this fake news that the president like to say, you know what I'm saying? I love when he's calling fake news, because you know I look back in the history of what this media has been writing about lynching at 12 o'clock noon, high noon in Charlotte, North Carolina. I read the old. I'm talking about the 1920s, 30s, 40s. I'm talking about that media, because these. This, you know, this country's built on legacy. You got legacy college people going. You got legacy jobs and all this. Your daddy was a lawyer, so you a lawyer or something. You know what I'm saying? So when I see this legacy that this state has perpetrated, and then I feel like we supposed to come together to help these people out. I say, hold up, we supposed to come together to save these people lives. That's our only obligation. These are the people that we try to listen. Whether we recognize it or not, yeah, we are in a changing society. But I hear a lot of Christians say we're in our last days. we're in our last days. No, you are in your last day. I'm in my last day. You know what I'm saying? This is going to go on. We're going to, this is going to go on. People are going on. Humanity is going to go on. You know what I'm saying? It's just what type of humanity that you know, what you know of humanity is going to change. It's going to end. You know what I mean? I know these people. I live with them. You know what I mean? They don't want no more.
I agree with you, man, brother.
Yes. That's all I want to say. I don't want to overtalk.
Okay. Let me add, though. Because, see, when we look at history, we are the only generation of humans that have to live with the fact that what we have done will destroy this world as we know it. No other generation. And they had to live with the nuclear threat, but we have to live with the fact that we have done on allowed things to happen that is destroying this earth as we know it. The greatest gift to
the Indians felt that way too, though. The Indians felt that way when they realized that the white man had overtook them. They felt the same way when they say, "Hey,
wait a minute,
the world is over."
But wait a minute, you got to understand.
And it was the way that they live was over.
That's true, but you got to understand this: that these people, literally by their history, has done everything in the most savage way. And I'm not saying we got to accept or respect that. All I'm saying is we got them at a point now where at least the conversation is about them. See, they never allowed that before. How many times do you hear the conversations about race on TV that include black and white people? You know what I'm saying?
So I give that credit to our 30, 40, 45-year-old brothers that we say dropped the ball. No, they really didn't. They really took it to another level. You know, we had the civil rights going on. And what happened during the civil rights? Man, they fought us tooth and nail, but all this stuff that we call integration, they fought us tooth and nail for that. But what did we do? From 65 to 75, those people born in those years, what did they do? They came up with hip-hop. This hip-hop, whether you realize it or not, open the eyes of a lot of poor white folks to say, hey, I can relate. I'm living in a slum. I'm living in this trailer park. I'm living out here in the middle with nothing. You know what I'm saying? They ain't too much. They talking about what I can recognize. I can't stand when my daddy beat my mama and because he's drunk, because he ain't got no job. You know what I'm saying? They talking about the same thing. And it opened up their eyes enough that we got snuck Barack Obama in there on them. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I see all of that. I understand that we got to manipulate manipulate those that would seek to help us. You know what I'm saying? We got to get them to turn around and say, hey. You know, what we need from you is to go back to your people and work on them. We don't need you working with us. We need you to work with your people. You know what I'm saying? To get the thought process that you got now that you want to help us. Now that you see the error of your ways. Now that you see the error of your ancestors. You know what I mean? I'm totally for helping people survive this thing, man. Everybody needs to survive this thing. But when you get a 3-day notice to get out, it's a hurricane coming. Hey, hold up. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got to take some self-responsibility in that. Hurricane, by definition, means it's going to be bad. So when I hear these people talking about, I didn't know it was going to be this bad, I say, hold up now. You know what I'm saying? It's a hurricane. You know, by definition, that's bad. Now, I know elderly can't move and kids can't move themselves, and you can't put 6.5 million people on a highway together. That'll be a worse tragedy than just sitting where they at. You know what I mean? But I do know a lot more people could have got out of where that storm than got out the way of that storm.
I agree, brother. But you also have to understand that a lot more people do not want self-responsibility. They don't want self-reliance. That's why they are addicted to white people. And the sad part about it is you see it every day. And what I have tried to, and those people who know me have seen me, I've tried to put together a foundation that I can build on so that I can reach out and help others build on what they are trying to achieve. Because in reality, there are too many black people going right back to the white man, sir, he can offer, instead of building with each other and service so that we can offer our own people. But the sad part about that is that the workers, the idea is great, the workers want to be a part of it, but the laborers are few. And that's what must change in order for that dynamic to change. But you are absolutely right about a lot of that. Oh, and by the way, President Obama was sought after. He was groomed, and he was a figure. Oh, yeah. Why? Because he literally subdued black people in order to bring them back into the Democratic Party, and they got nothing in return. And now talking about so-called Obamacare. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. That's his legacy. And they're trying to tear it out from under him. But when you look at some of the things...
If that's his legacy...
He was handpicked.
I'm excited
to
think...
Some of the things he did, he was handpicked.
Yeah, I say good if he gonna tell Obamacare, because you know as much as it's gonna hurt us, it's gonna hurt them worse. Because there's a lot more poor white people than there is black just by the population. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying
well,
is,
I agree.
Falcon said this also. I ain't want to take any credit for saying this, but he said if healthcare is Obama's legacy, if that's his legacy, then damn him to hell, because his legacy should be in the streets of Chicago with them black brothers killing each other where he started. That should be his legacy, what he leaves them, how he lead them out of their darkness. You know what I'm saying? That should be his legacy. That's what he should care about. You know what I'm saying? I ain't heard one tweet since he been out of office about them black brothers get killed every weekend up in Chicago. But I get tweets all the time talking about fight for Obamacare, fight. No, let Obamacare die, because that will it will make a rush to this single payer health care. People gonna say, nah, man, nah. We're tired of paying for wars. Pay us for some health care. We want to pay for health care. This is what Bernie Sanders said. He wanted to change the tax code. Instead of you paying for wars and just old people and just the indigent, that's where most of our money go through when we're paying taxes. He say, I want to change that. I want to cut that war money going out to that, and I want everybody to have health care, and you can go through it all the way up to community college. If you can afford to pay through K-12, you can afford to pay through K-certificate or K-certified. You know what I'm saying? We didn't go for that. Why? Because we went push that. Why? First of all, probably because the brother is Jewish, and we don't trust too many Jewish people, because we know what they did and how they financed them slave ships coming over here. It's just something in us. We didn't even know that we was rebelling against that, but that's probably kind of, you know, as I think back, you know, hindsight being 2020, that's probably why we're like, nah, we ain't trying to hear that. We done fell for that again. You know what I mean? But when nobody else trying to give you nothing, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is we got to get out our own way of thinking that we can help these people, that we can change these people, that they even want to change. We don't. They don't. They don't want to assimilate. They don't want to integrate. They don't want that for you. So you can save their life all you want, but I guarantee if the person you saved life's daughter come home with your son, your little black boy, oh, that's not, it's going to be a Get Out situation, the movie Get Out. You know what I'm saying? So don't fool yourself thinking because you being humane that they won't act beastly. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. That same thing happened to the Indians with the pilgrims coming over, and we had Thanksgiving. And what happened to them to them Indians? They gave them Thanksgiving, saved their life during that cold winter. They killed them. Murdered them. Took their land. Same thing will happen to us if we continue to think like that. We got to say, ho, y'all did that. Yeah, y'all rebuild that yourself, because we know we built that city. We gave you the blueprint when we built Washington, D.C. that y'all used all over this country when that black man built Washington, D.C. We know how to do this stuff. These black boys is killing each other up in Chicago and stuff. They are warriors. They were the African Zulu warriors and all of this and that we read about in the history book. But they have nothing to fight against because we don't give them nothing to fight against. Y'all won't stand up and say, no, our police brutality is wrong. Not just white people killing black men, unarmed men, but black police killing black unarmed men. They ain't going in there shooting them white people in them white communities. They doing the same thing we doing, and they got guns and doing it. And what happens? They get locked up. What happens? We get killed.
Okay, brother, hold on now, because, I mean, you made some very good points. But you also got to understand this, that when they say all of that shooting that's going on in Chicago, they don't offer you no proof. They give you a story. I call Chicago and say, you know any of these people, these 150 people that died over the weekend? People say, well, no, I mean, I've been trying to find out, but they don't tell you that on the news. You have to understand, when there is a, they call a false flag in effect, they create the atmosphere. And creating that atmosphere, do you think that these are only black people that have the ability to have a clear-cut, well-designed kill shot? I mean, these, some of these people that are dying, that they say, are being killed in a professional way. So this may not be black-on-black crime at all. But understanding what you're saying and the dynamic of your rant, I'm trying to get you to understand that a lot of what is going on based on a playbook that they are working. And they're working their playbook well. You know why? Because we keep going back to them. We are addicted to the oppressor. We must change that dynamic. And when we change that dynamic, then we can literally start educating our children in our own schools, building our business, and hiring each other. You see, one of the things that we fail to realize is that although we come from a great people, we don't even know our history to know how great our people was. Most of the people who do know have done that, found out through their own self-initiative. And those people are admired in the circles that they're in, because guess what? They can always say, well, here, you can find this by going to so-and-so. And then when they go there and find out, they realize, you know what, he was right. It isn't that he had a special gift. It was that he applied himself to be responsible to know about himself. And that's what we must do. Listen, we got to go to a break right now, brother. But look, do feel free to call back, because you're right on a lot of points, but we definitely have work to do. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Monday, and we'll be right back.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
This is Brother Davis, and we're back on the Wise Wednesday. And listen, the brother who called, I wanted you to hear him, because he's speaking to a lot of black people and for a lot of black people. What I want black people to understand is that a lot of what he was saying becomes because of our lack of self-challenge. We must challenge ourselves to not need the oppressor. And I know a lot of people are sitting back saying, well, what do you mean by that? We need money. No, his money is his tool, and he knows it. And he spreads it according to the way he wants to spread it to get people to do what he wants them to do. So we have to learn that these things literally keep taking us in reverse of what we need to be trying to achieve. And what we need to be trying to achieve is consolidating our minds, our ideas, our willpower, our work, and consolidating for a future for us. Okay, girl. But in reality, that's not happening. You know why it's not happening? Because We constantly educate our children in their institutes of indoctrination. And when you talk about it to other people, they want to say, well, look, I got to go to work. I got to put my child somewhere. They might as well go to school. They learn this. They are not learning anything. The school system now teaches them to take a test. That's not crucial thinking. You see, when you had crucial thinking, you were teaching curriculums so that you can literalize cross subjects to find ideas and resources to be able to find the solution to problems. They're not teaching that now. What they're teaching them now is to sit in class and follow the leader. I tell my grandchildren all the time, when they tell you, get in line and go in that room, and ask them, what's in the room? Because if something's in there that you know I'm not going to approve of, or your mom's not going to be approving of, then don't let them force you into thinking it's for your best interest. You come to ask your parents. If you got to run home from school, do so. And guess what? I mean, go right to the door. When they think it's your turn next, make the dash and get out the front door. And by the time you get home and tell us, we will go back to the school. And the reason why is because we are not taking control. We're not teaching our children about us. We're not teaching them about what it is to be born a melanated child, what it is to know that in your history you have found out that you were chosen by the great creator as the first being to be placed on the earth. And now science is showing that we are the only human beings on earth, and everybody else is a derivative. They don't know that. They're in there learning stuff like George Washington was the father of their country. They're not learning that George Washington came over here and he literally stripped the farmers and told them, listen, you're going to work under one organization or you're not going to work at all. Why? Because literally, they wanted, don't get, listen, everybody thinks that the Civil War is about slavery. It was not. They didn't have the Civil War to free the slaves. Okay? Washington and them across the Delaware, all that there about their so-called freedom and those open-minded thinkers, no, they weren't. They were Masons, and they were people who had resources, and they were doing things to protect their resources. So let's if we're going to be truthful about the work that needs to be done, we got to be responsible about being able to put the plan together and work the plan. But you know what? They know you're going to come back to them. They know if you can't eat, that you know where the food stamps are. Instead of going out and taking them food stamps when you go to the store and buying some seed, because you can do that with food stamps, going out in your backyard, cutting a little diagram in your yard, and you're playing according to that diagram, and guess what? You can tell them, you don't need your food stamps. You know why? Because you've grown so much food down that you're pickling, jarring, and everything else so that you can have what you need during the off season. So when they come back to you and say, oh, you need money, you can say, well, you know, I did, but I turned around and I had so much of that jarred pickle stuff that I put together that I was selling it. And guess what? I don't need money to pay the energy bill. I'm buying solar panels now. I'm putting those on my house where I have my own energy resources. And yes, in doing so, I'm helping my neighbor do the same thing. We do not need these people.
Oh, Brother Davis, I have a question.
Yes, Brother, come in.
Yes, you just said that the Civil War was about resources and not slavery. So my question is, are not slaves resources?
Well, slaves was resources to them.
I'm just saying the Civil War, from based on my research and reading the letters between Lincoln and I forget the guy's first name, the Georgia congressman who he was friends with in Washington, D.C., his last name Stevens. But the letters that they were writing each other and some of the press of the day in it, and it was over slavery. The United States did not attack the South over slavery, because Lincoln wrote in personal letters telling this guy, tell people in the South, tell your Southern congressmen or leaders or you know, 1% that's running things and benefiting from slavery, that I don't intend to interfere with you practicing slavery. Just that the new territories that we taken from Indians, because Lincoln was an Indian killer in his own right. Everybody talk about right. Andrew Jackson. Right. But we are not going to allow slavery to expand to these new territories we taking over, because there is this group of people called abolitionists who have a lot of political power and money backing them. And so, you know, I did get elected due to them, so that's why I'm drawing the line. But we are not going to stop you from practicing slavery. And they didn't believe them, so, you know, they went on ahead and had a war anyway over it. So, I mean, it was even in the Confederate States of America Constitution in these letters. So, I mean, and it's still about slavery for me, but I just wanted to add that and try to bring some clarification to the Civil War. Thank you.
I understand. And, you know, one of the things that moved these people was money. And see, slavery gave them an avenue to get free money. But literally, the North was making just as much money off slavery as the South was. So in reality, all they wanted to do was give the appearance of, and that's exactly what they did. But they all were making money, that those people in the elitist class, let me say. But
Brother Davis, you said that gave the appearance that they did. But, I mean, that's going on today, because slavery was never abolished. Absolutely. All these million or Absolutely. So, how many people died in the Civil War? They died for nothing, because slavery still exists. But they give the appearance that they abolished it in 1865. But the truth getting out there.
That's the truth. And you know what? That's what the deception is all about. That's what America was built on, and every avenue of turn in their history was built on either that or another form of deception. And see, that's why I keep trying to get people to understand that you are the perfect example. You've seen a circumstance you wanted to deal with, and you put your resources so that you can do what you thought would be a tool that could be for everybody. And see, that's what we have to do. We have to put ourselves in your mindset. Now, whatever the reason was that got you started is what was the energy that forced you to reach the point where you could set goals and reach those goals one by one. We get black people nowadays who talk about what we need, and you ask them what they're doing, and they're not doing anything about it. Why? Because literally they're going back to the same system that gives them the comfort of knowing, well, if I do this, I could do that. Well, if that's the case, you're always going to do that. Because guess what? The flesh is weak. You know you had to sacrifice. I know I had to sacrifice. In trying to put up my plan together with my family, we had to make some serious sacrifice. And in doing so, that's why the reward tastes so good. And the sad part about it is that even though we got some reward, we may not have achieved everything we want, so we still in the process. And guess what, Scotty? We're going to stay in the process, because you're being attacked every day because you're offering an avenue to disseminate information to a group of people they do not want to have. And at any given time, they're going to probably run up on you or I or any other thinker that is doing and try to put an obstacle in your way. And see, that's what most of the black people are afraid. Their fear is that they're going to put an obstacle in their way. So if you fail, let me say this very clearly, because guess what? Failure does not have to be the conclusion. Failure means, as a child learning to walk, I fell down. Now, do I stop trying to walk? No, we get up and we start again. Until that child walks, you might have what society or Western society calls a bundle of failures. But when you walk, it makes it all worth it. And that is what I want black people to understand. Really, we're going to have a hard time. Really, it's not going to be easy. Really, it's going to cost us something. But really, we can do this. We can seriously do this. And one of the main things that we have to understand is you're not going to do it running back to somebody who knows all your weaknesses. because they're going to pleasure your weakness, and you will never get it done. We have to be serious about choosing our own leaders. Start on the local level and move up. If they're not like-minded or don't have the same concept of thought or the same interests, because politics is only interest. If they don't have the same interests, don't support them. Hillary Clinton's problem was literally she just had a bad past. Everything was just bad about her. But yet, all of the boule was pushing her past. You know why? Because they were getting paid in one way or another. You see how money comes back into play? It is an addiction. We must break the addiction to our oppression. And how do you do that? By focusing where you are, putting your plan together. And I'm going to tell you something. When I get out of trucking, I'll be living off-grid. Comfortably. Because that is my plan. And I will be having my children every summer until I got them all moved down to the farm. And then I got a charter schools and educators already putting the Afrocentric curriculum together. You see, we must do it. It ain't like we got a choice here. They're killing us. They're killing us with their food. They're killing us with the water. They're killing us. We are in the crosshairs. And I take that very seriously. And I'm going to tell you something. I can only work from the position I'm in. But if we all work from a position, Scotty worked from his position. You see what he had. I work from my position to see what I had. Other people work from their position to see what they had. And then when we can come together, we can come together and we can incorporate our ideas and work together as a group until we can expand. But we can get things done. But if you don't believe you can achieve the impossible, you will never achieve the impossible. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I apologize for some of that rant because literally this is a pet peeve. Same way with Scotty, I can hear his pet peeve because literally these are the things that we are working from the angles that we are in to make change. And listen, I'm all for change. I'm all for change, even if I can't be there. I couldn't make the protest in Washington, D.C., but didn't I have Black Talk Radio on my cell phone? You see what I'm saying? We have to implement change from where we are in a self-reliant way. And if he's going to give me the avenue to listen, darn it, I'm going to listen to as much as I can because I can only grow by it. And the best part about it is one day I might meet some of these people and we have something to converse about. And they might have a tool that I can use in what I'm doing to be able to bring focus to their position in the area that I'm in. Because see, they're not talking about something that just deals with one person. They're talking about something that deals with us all. And that's when you talk about abolitionism, that's exactly what they're doing. Look at the people who are incarcerated. Look at the people who are slaves to their jobs. For what? For money, so they can go out and buy food when I grow it, so that they can go out and buy energy when it's available now, where you can literally learn to put your resources together and live off grid. You don't need them. We can do things to implement change. Don't have a lot of money, but you want to save it? Then go ahead, buy 5 or 6 silver ounce coins every month. Because guess what? If they go up in value, they're going to give you more interest than a bank would. And the bank can always say, oh, we had an electrical glitch, and you can get your money. But with your silver, you got it in your pocket. The whole thing, y'all, my brothers and sisters, we got to take our roles much more serious. We must understand we are the generals. And if we lead well, the next army behind us will be more than generals. You know why? Because they will have the skills to put the groups together to go do battle on a level that the enemy is not prepared for. We can't walk around thinking for 1 minute that because we emulate them, and some people do, because we emulate them, that they're going to be courteous about how they kill us. They're not. Period. I don't care how good you are at emulating them. They are always going to treat you the same way. Now, I like to come from the aspect of the human family because literally the damage that has been done hasn't been done to my people. not on the level that they have done damage. You see, my people built space. They built countries. They built, they farmed. They did a ornamental horticulture. You see, there are people who they literally say, my people are the terrorists because we're black, because we're big, and because they don't understand us. Those are the tools they use against us. And then they go out and buy guns in different avenues of destruction. When you compare the history, there is none. We are not them. But we must do battle in the manner that's going to save us. Because guess what? I don't know if y'all know, but Scott, I didn't tell you, if you ever went to a gun and knife show, they fill the place. 99.9% of them are white people because they serve their fetish, their fear. And guess what? They're doing that with you in mind, and you haven't done anything to them. It's the media that's allowing them to believe the deception, and they believe it. So we got to take control. And in taking control, don't think you can't build your own school. Think that we want to build our own school. Don't think that you got to go to work every day. Think that you want to start your own business. Don't think that you have to submit to somebody because you don't have resources. Think there's some people out here who already has the resources that's looking for somebody like you because you come with a specialty that they can use, they need. And believe me, you can change your circumstance. But if you're going to go along to get along, he's going to dangle that carrot in front of you and say, you want one of these? You want to watch Empire? You want to watch the seduction of black women on TV? Why? Because it hasn't changed. The role of a black woman on TV has always been as a whore, as a loose woman, as someone who has no conscience about herself, but in reality, it's all in reverse. But yet, that drama is what keeps you in front of that TV. You know, I heard they got clubs now. They got clubs when they get together for these shows and sit around and talk about that mental depth that literally they're sucking up every day. And then talk about, oh, well, I'm good. I'm conscious. Well, how are you good and conscious? Well, literally, you've already allowed your filtering systems to receive all of that trash you don't need. We have to dump Westernism's trash out of our mind and replace it with something that's going to give us substance. I told you I used my art to start building on, and when I started using my art to start building on, other things came to me that I wasn't even looking for that reinforced that, and all of a sudden I was no longer that brother who I thought had it going on. I was that brother who can make change happen. And that's what I'm making change happen. I'm no different from you. I'm not an exceptional person. All I do is think about how I can improve the quality of life for myself and then for my people. Why do I say myself first? Because if I can't do it for me, there's no way I will ever be able to help you do it for you. We are in this together. Make no mistake. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. We're coming up on the last 10 minutes at the most. Those of you who want to call an ad, please call an ad. Because I'm going to tell you something. We are going to have to be the generals of change. When you look out there and ain't nobody doing it, and there ain't nobody example, you start doing it, and you start being the example. And believe me, somebody's going to see that transformation and say, you know what, I can do that. And that's all they got to do to open that door, to say that I can do that, and you can say, well, look, this is what I did. This is how we went about doing it. Believe me, nothing is impossible when we decide what we want to achieve. Let's go for it. What we got to lose? We're going to make our children stronger. We're going to make our grandchildren even more prepared so that when they have children, they can sit down and talk to them about who the great kings of Africa were, who the great civilizations of Africa were, what we represent to a world that's greater than the individual you see in front of them, in front of you, but yet are a part of a larger resource that literally have a greater history than any other human on this earth. We are the key. Make no mistake. Yeah, that's why they go out their way to try to kill us. They do anything they can to try to bring our morale down. But we are morally superior, we are physically superior, and we are spiritually superior. So there is no reason why we can't take that superiority and say, you know what? I don't think I want to use your plan. Because guess what? That's not working for me. And put a plan together that works for you. Because I'm going to tell you something. They're always going to be out there. But if you don't believe it, the dollar's getting ready to drop. Everybody's dumping debt left and right. I'm telling people, don't buy debt. Don't buy debt. And a perfect example of that is when we bought our farm, my brothers and sisters got together and we pooled our money, and where we were short, we didn't borrow money. What we did was we leveraged what we had so that we can get what we want. And now we bought our farm without debt. We got a monthly payment of $410 for 4 years. Then it's ours clean. And guess what? We'll probably pay that off next year because we have so much abundance this year that we have decided that we're going to open some doors next year that's going to be us greater abundance. That's what I mean. It can only get better. Y'all talk about hearing me say we do organics. That's right. We do organics. But we are leaving our people out of the circumstance. Because guess what? Whatever, and every farm has it, there's always excess that you give to the community. You heard Scotty say, well, my neighbor is growing stuff here, bring it over to my house. I appreciate that. Because guess what? I've done the same thing. My brothers and sisters, the ball is in our court if you want to play sports. The plan is in your head if you're a thinker. If you're a spiritualist, your spirit is calling you to rise. But we must be responsible for ourselves. They are not going to do anything to help us. Don't think that they're going to be sympathetic towards us. And let's just do. Because we can. We've done it already on several occasions. I've collaborated with different people on different things. And we made success where there was none before. So we can do this. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I want to say happy birthday to myself. I want to say thank you for all for listening to today's show. Because if nothing else, you do realize that we are a human family. No, every human does not deserve the same respect. But if we're going to save humanity, it ain't going to be about one by one. Certain people who are going to have to step out, take control. And those people are going to probably tap into a resource that they didn't even know they had. And guess what? They will never know how to use the resource unless they learn. And I've given you many tools already to prepare you to tap into your resource so that you can expand yourself beyond your circumstance. So, because when the time comes, we're going to need you. And we need you prepared. We don't need an excuse. And you know you've heard them. Oh, wow, man, I ain't got no gas. I'm short this time. I'm hungry. You know, you heard all them all. What we need is when people, we need you to rise. We need you to rise. This is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. And Scotty, I appreciate the show, brother, but let me give it back to you.
Great, great show, Brother Davis. Great, great show. Another great Wise Wednesday. So greatly appreciate all that called in. Great, great dialogue amongst things that needed to be said and expressed. You know, I would like to say just before we get out of here, problems only exist when the proper solution hasn't been applied. There are no problems. There's only an opportunity to find a solution. So that should be, in my opinion, the overall direction of us all. So much love, much respect. Great, great show, Brother Davis. It's never goodbye, everyone. We'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Greatly appreciate you all. There's much things that we need to be doing, and we will do. before we get out of here, Brother Braggs, if you would chime us out, we thank you for that, and then we'll catch you all, great creator willing, tomorrow. Peace.
Peace, peace. Brother Davis, many more, sir.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.